This is RJ.
What's up?
My first comedy friend.
Still is a weird honor that is.
I had to pee in the middle of the night, and that's why I'm here right now. It's currently 3 a.m.
There's a whole lot of freaky shit going on in this house.
As soon as you said we were doing a podcast, everyone walked away.
That happens to me a lot.
I'm sorry. Are you scared? All right, I'll sing to you. God is in.
So who are you? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Patrick McCoy. I'm from Virginia. And I'm a stand-up comedian by trade. You can see me at the Laugh Factory every Chocolate Sundays.
The first time I met you, I thought you were a little bit of a comic snob.
I still am.
Have you thought about changing your handle on Instagram to Comic Snob?
No, because I'm not a voice on comedy, but I've got videos of me in second grade doing impressions of Mike Myers on SNL.
Really?
You know, yeah, just murdering.
That's so cool.
Sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I would make a one-hour sketch comedy DVD and put it out and sell it. And I would film it, edit it, and put it out in an entire weekend.
And this was pre-YouTube era.
Yeah, it was for nobody. You know, it was before there was an audience.
Have you put it on YouTube?
No, because it was still... You remember when you could make fun of Asians?
Yeah, this is what needs to be on YouTube.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that, dude. Like, we thought that being high made your eyes Asian.
It does.
Yeah, and so we went on the search for the world's largest joint. And as soon as we found it, it got us high. And so we started pulling
our... Isn't this like Harold and Kumar a little bit?
Before Harold and Kumar, we wrote the movie.
Oh my God.
They stole the idea from seven white kids in the suburbs of Virginia.
I'm sorry. That's a sad story.
You're Jewish, right?
Yes, I am. I have a circumcised dick.
Yeah. Who circumcises clit hoods? ISIS, yeah, ISIS circumcises clitoral.
That's nice
hoods,
of them for free.
Which is so crazy that they want them to wear the hoods on their face, but not on their pussy. That's fucking wild.
It's a double standard. There's a lot of double standards. One that I've noticed recently is fucking on my period.
Oh, dude, someone's on the rag.
Shh. They lead straight to the bookcase.
I don't mention it anymore. I just tell them I'm a virgin.
Oh, okay. That is a smart move.
That's a double standard. Why is virginity blood okay?
That's so next level to be like...
My germs.
To just tell a guy that you're a virgin when you're on your period, that's fucking... Oh, dude.
My germs.
I wish I could bleed out of my dick to come up with a good story.
My germs.
Since I have a diva cup.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's a little cup you put up your pussy and it collects the blood and then you take it out and throw it in the face of immigrants, right?
Yep, exactly. No, you use it for voodoo and stuff.
You bury it in the backyard and it brings rain.
Put it on the guy's sandwich if you want him to fall in love with you.
And call it French dressing.
No, mine's called matzo ball soup dressing.
Oh, yeah, because you're a Jew.
And then we bring it to the table. Good. All right. Who's ready for a wing?
Yeah, she pours her diva cup on unleavened bread.
I like to ask guys what they think a diva cup is because I've gotten some really funny answers.
Oh, I know what a diva cup... That's kind of an...
How do you know?
An old lady. Because I've fucked older women. That's kind of like a...
Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of like a... That's an older woman thing.
No, it's not. It's like a new technology.
Well, no, I feel like you put a diva cup in when you're tired of buying like the extra large tampons for your like wide set vagina.
No, because it's like a suction cup, okay. Whereas it doesn't get every... Like, there's no indication that you're on the rag. There's no trace of blood. And sometimes it stays up there, which is nice. I don't have to say anything.
Oh, so during sex, it'll stay in place?
If I'm on top, yeah. But if I'm on the bottom, the guy will fuck it up.
Yeah. Which, honestly, women should be on top because it's sex.
I agree.
And you do the work, you know? I provide the seed, you make it happen. And that's just how sex should work.
Yeah. But sometimes he wants to get on top, that's fine. But then he ruins it. He'll fuck the suction cup up.
Oh, yeah. It'll just get reverse suction to his penis? Is that what normally would happen?
No, it just like kind of bumps out of place. And then there's just a lot of virginity.
A waterfall,
blood.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, my God, I'm extra virgin tonight. Yeah.
You popped my cherry. They never believe me, so that's weird.
Well, yeah, because they can probably feel how loose your pussy is.
I have a lot of really great testimonials, if you would like to see my Yelp.
I feel like you also fuck a dude and then make him write a review for your podcast afterwards.
Yeah, that's where my pussy reviews are, actually.
Oh, hell yeah. They're just like, three and a half stars on the podcast, but 5 stars on the pussy, you know?
4.5 on the podcast, 8 on the pussy.
Oh, heck yeah, extra stars. Or is it a different scale?
There's stars of David.
It's beautiful.
Well, thank you, child. You know, I have been working out. I squeeze really tight, and then I let loose. I squeeze really tight, and then let loose. Ooh. Okay.
So, when did you know you were Jewish?
Well, I exited the womb when I was in the middle of a complaint. So it was like immediate.
And then your mother also had you in the line of a deli because it was cheap sandwich.
Actually,
day.
My dad owns bagel stores, so yeah.
Really? Oh, fuck.
Yo, that jacket is tight, son.
Yummy!
Yummy!
I used some of your magic eraser on that toilet.
I did still squat.
I mean, yeah, you should hover.
Yeah.
Do you have HPV?
I used to. It went away.
It doesn't go away.
No, it went away.
Okay.
Or they just didn't test me for that strand. I don't know.
I thought it was like a for life thing.
No, they said you either get cancer or you heal yourself.
I don't know. I had a girlfriend who told me that she had HPV like a year and a half into the relationship.
And you were like, I guess this means I have it too.
Well, yeah, but there's also no test for men.
There is. They just don't do it because you guys don't have any symptoms.
We do manifest symptoms in one way.
I don't give a fuck.
It's genital warts. Yeah, and so...
Wait, guys get warts from it?
Yeah, HPV gives us genital warts, which is worse than uterine cancer. Like, you could
no
fucking...
No one's ever contacted me and been like, hey, I got warts from your pussy.
Like, you could die. I could have an awkward conversation before sex all the time, you know? And that's way worse.
Yeah, totally. I agree. That would ruin the sale.
Now it's time for the turkey.
I wouldn't fuck in Chris's room. I feel like it would be disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. I know he would be upset if you did.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that I was like, hey, I won't fuck anyone there.
Oh, but what I wanted to say is about, like, because I did...
And I will masturbate in there. Sorry.
Heck yeah. But I did manifest genital warts at some point. And I got them taken care of during the pandemic. Which is so funny that...
How do you get them taken care of?
It's a frost gun.
Does it hurt?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a tattoo, like that kind of level of pain.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, which is so funny because it took like 3 like trips to get it like cleared up, you know, where
and
they were...
Did it ever come back? Did you ever fuck her again?
No. Jesus Christ.
Did you mention it to her?
No.
You didn't say anything.
No, she told me she had HPV. I manifested the symptoms.
I think there's a bunch of different strands of HPV.
Honestly, I think it was like genuinely like I fucked some meth head once and got genital warts from her. I don't think it was HPV because, yeah, it was like a one-time thing. And it was like years after the fact, you know?
Yeah, and it's good you went to the doctor because that could have been herpes.
But yeah, I'm clean from herpes, but yeah, my favorite thing about that, getting an STD taken care of during a pandemic, is there's now like a nursing staff like at a Planned Parenthood in Hillcrest who know what I look like, only like my dick, you know, because you have a mask on. They don't know what your face looks like. The only
yeah,
thing...
it's like getting a dick pic. So you think you're going to fuck that nurse one day is what you're saying?
I mean, hopefully, or that fucking jacked ass Asian fucking doctor. Jesus Christ.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
We will still be friends forever.
Hey! Will you shut the fuck up and let me sing?
So you're homeless right now outside of this sublease situation?
No, this is just a vacation for me.
Yeah, some Jews choose the Catskills. You choose Trash House and La Mesa.
Is this La Mesa or Lemon Grove?
Who gives a shit? We're all slowly dying in this house.
I like your outlook on life.
Than I got for calling Alec Baldwin a murderer.
Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, dude, I got fucking...
I think it was an accident.
Oh, no. I mean, it...
It's hard to tell, though, because he's a good actor.
Well, no. The joke I was doing is he accidentally shot someone on set. He thought his bitch-ass daughter showed up, you know? The one he called a fat pig in the N-word. Calling someone a fat pig in the N-word, it's just like, oh, you're the shooter and the shooty.
I think that Filipinos are Asians with jalapeno.
By the way, I do not consent to this recording being put out. My name is Tariq Joseph.